Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with our hosts, Sue Fields Dalamonte, Jody Higgins, and Ryan Adragna. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you'll call in and talk about our topic and get a reading. Tonight's topic is angels, and wow, when I went to research this topic, I was just overwhelmed by all the different ideas, all the different visuals, and it just... So I'm really hoping I'm going to learn something this show, because I know that, well, all three of you guys know a lot more than I do about this angelic realm and who angels are and how they work with us. Are they here to help us? What are they here to do? Anyway, with that, I'm just going to turn it over to you guys, and if you can enlighten us about angels, that would be amazing. And I'm taking notes.
I have a little something that I would like to read with the different levels of angels and mm-hmm. what they do, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, this is from my beliefs and what I was taught by my spiritual teacher. And there are three different triads of angels. And in the third triad, they're the ones that interact and serve humanity the closest. And even though the angels are at different levels and have different jobs, it's just like any other employer. You might be the person sweeping the floor. That does not mean you are any lower, any worse than your manager. You are all exactly the same. You just have different jobs and at different levels on the ladder, and that's exactly how angels are. But at the third triad that really works with us, there's the angels, and they're the closest to the material world and humanity. They're the lowest choir where we get the majority of our personal guardian angels. So they work the closest with us. And then the next step up is the archangels. And they're the leader angels assigned to communicate and carry out God's important plans for man. And Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael were the first named archangels. There are many, many more now, but those were the first three. Then we have the principalities, and they're the princes of the lowest triad assigned to care and guard communities, kingdoms, states, and parishes, and they're associated with transition and power. And then up to the second triad, they fulfill God's plan in the universe. And we have the powers angels, and they assist in governing the natural order. They're warrior angels tasked with fighting the war against all evil forces or dark forces. And then the virtues, they run the operation of movement in the universe. They're often associated with planets, elements, seasons, and nature. And the dominions lord over the lower choir and humanity. They take illumination from the hierarchies and govern the universe. And then in the first triad, they contemplate and adore God directly. And we have the thrones, which represent the steadfastness of the love of God. They contemplate God's power and judgment. And they appear as appear most unlike any of the other ones when they do reveal themselves. And then next up is the cherubim, which means fullness of wisdom. And they contemplate God's providence, and they're assigned to protect special places. And then the highest level is the seraphim, and their name means the burning ones. In their attendance at the throne of God, and they praise God with song. And each of the angels at their different levels also have different colors that associate with them. So when we speak to our angels, we can speak directly to any of them, but mostly it's going to be angels, archangels, and the principalities directly related to us. So I just wanted to share that, and you guys can give
is this
your...
I was just wondering, Sue, is this going to be on the test?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Uh-oh. I didn't study enough. I'm going to fail.
I already had to repeat
the crap.
My brain is so overwhelmed with information already. That's amazing. Already. Thank you, Sue.
I have another book that goes more into detail, and I searched today for it, and I cannot find it. It's one of my teaching study guides, and it breaks it down a lot more. This is just the basics, but the book really breaks it down a lot more, and I could not find it to save my life.
Oh, wow. I think the thing you were reading, though, I think you can find that on DC Lub's page, right? Am I right?
Yes. Yes. And
yeah.
DC got that from the Novus Spiritus page.
Okay. Cool.
That is direct Sylvia Brown's teachings.
Right. Oh, cool. I'll put that on our page, Sacred Embers. Cool. Righty then. Thank you. That was awesome, Sue. Anybody else got any angelic words?
Did you want to go first, Ryan?
You know, I feel like a little worm. I don't know if I can beat that. I'm going to have to retake that course next semester. Holy crap.
Well, that was just the technical stuff. That's not the personal stuff. That's just the technical.
Yeah. The only thing that I could possibly add to that is, and I'm not going to get too technical with the viewers because I have my own spirit team, and I don't know what their rank and orders are per se. I don't know what their hierarchy is, but I and the callers may be able to relate to this. You ever spend time at work, right? It's free time, and you go up on YouTube and you look angels caught on camera. And sometimes you see those miraculous things that happen, and sometimes you see flashes of light, or, a man was stuck in a car and couldn't get out, and instantly he was outside the car. There's no rhyme or reason how that happened. And you have to wonder what angel did that for him, if it was the spirit guides or if it was an archangel or a seraphim or a dominion or a Dunkin' Donut. You don't know.
Right.
What I can tell callers from my own personal experience I'm sure I have a few powerful angels on my spirit team, but they're there for the purpose of healing humanity, and I know they're there with me because I can feel the sensations when they're in my body, and I can hear them through my sixth chakra. And so sometimes the angels will. I always find it funny that you can see angels through a camera caught on video, but why not through the naked eye? That'd be such a nice validation for people to understand that. Yeah, you know what? There is something out there greater than myself. There is something out there, because there are a lot of atheists and agnostics out there, and they look at something and they say, you know what? Something just happened here, and it was a miracle. I can't explain it, but it was just complete, utter love. They're there
right.
to help you. They're there to help humanity. And if you quiet your mind down, just slow your mind down to zero, maybe you can even hear them talk to you. And that's part of intuition, where you hear that little voice in your head. You're not cray-cray. You're not crazy. It's just them talking to you. The more you relax and accept it, I think the louder those voices are going to get. So, that's my experience anyways.
Yeah. I agree, and I think I do know of people that have had experiences where they have seen angels manifest before them. The reason so many of us don't see the actual angels in form is the same reason so many people don't see spirits. It's out of fear. Or
yeah,
you might not be completely ready yet. You might not be at that level for them to manifest in front of you.
Yeah, it's like because in their mind, if you grew up with a great family that tells you from the soonest you can comprehend it, like say 3 or 4 years old, something like that, and your mommy and daddy tell you right off the bat that these are angels and they do exist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then do you really need that validation? It's like, okay, you already have faith that they do exist. Why do they have to prove themselves to you? Versus someone who's struggling and needs that oomph, needs that, oh my God, I got my belief system all screwed up. Something just happened here. I should have died, and I didn't. And maybe it was caught on camera. And maybe, like, say, for example, there was a motorcycle accident and someone happened to be filming it and you saw it after you recovered and there was a being of light there that helped you out. You're like, holy cow, I think I'm going to have to change my belief system, you know?
Right.
Because you can't – and they're, before that, in their mind, they're like, whatever. There's no stinking angels out there. Well, now they're thinking twice about it. So in my opinion – they show themselves when people need that stuff to say, open your eyes.
And
you know?
that's a possibility too, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my little 2 cents on it anyways.
Well, mm-hmm. I have actually had an interesting experience. It happened about 15 years ago, well before I was doing public readings. And I got up and used the ladies' room in the middle of the night. And when I came back to bed, I had closed the door and I was turning on the house alarm. And all of a sudden I got the shiver up my back and felt like someone in the room was there with me. And it felt powerful. I was afraid to turn around. And it was one of those situations where I felt like it took all of my energy to actually turn around and look and see what I was feeling behind me. And when I did, what I saw was a column of light that went from about my knees up above my head, probably 2 feet above my head. And it was a column that was white light with gold flecks in it. And I've always felt that it was a visit from Archangel Michael. I do see spirit or ghosts, people who've crossed with my physical eyes, which I know is pretty uncommon. And of course I see them with my third eye, but this is something I saw with my physical eyes. And there was no doubting what I saw. The emotion and the physical reaction was there. And it's something to this day I can't really explain. But then again, I can't explain when I see dead people either. So I guess there's not much use in that.
Yeah.
Right. So I was thinking about this today, and we're all told we have guardian angels. And somebody said, well, what kind of an angel is that? Is it a spirit guide? Is it someone who's passed? And so I felt like the definition of that was a little difficult, but I think it could be any of the above. And maybe all of our guides are guardian angels, or maybe our guardian angel is whoever works with us best on our behalf for our highest good. The one thing I've learned from my own experiences and from some research I did for our show was that angels truly do exist. Whether they show up in a form like I saw, whether they come to you in a dream, or whether it's somebody who shows up on the side of the road who changes your tire and you turn around and they're gone, they're here to help us and that they do exist. So
yeah.
I found some information on connecting with our angels that I want to share. And this is 7 steps to help you connect with your angels. It says, asking an angel for help is one of our most powerful spiritual practices. We can ask the angels for immediate help at any time and in any place. A Jewish proverb says, every blade of grass has an an angel bending over it saying, grow, grow. Just as every person has one or more guiding angels that help and assist them, every human activity, partnerships, businesses, organizations, and relationships also have one or more angels that preside over offerings of grace, assistance, and blessings for them. Call upon your angels whenever you are in need. So here are the 7 steps that they lay out to connect with your angels. The first thing is to ask for help. They're available to us like a helpline 24/7. The more deceptive we are, the more they can help us. I read that and I think, talk to them. Talk out loud to your angels. I know that I do at times myself. Usually I talk to them in my head, but they do hear that. And I've even heard recently as a great idea to write a letter to your angel, or even to write a letter to your higher self or to an ascended master like Jesus or Buddha or someone who you work with specifically. So the first step was asking for help. The second thing said, realize yourself as fully worthy of angelic assistance. We're all loved by Creator, God, the universe, and we all deserve to have their never-ending and expansive loving assistance. Third is to connect with your divine child. And they're saying, connect with your divine child as you call upon the angels. Your divine child, that is the inner you, is whole, innocent, and true, and it recognizes angels as true and trustworthy. And it will help you to be open, receptive, and prepared to accept how the angels do help with you. To me, that means live a little bit in your imagination. Picture that angel just walking right into your life and helping you achieve anything that you ask them for help with. Because if we can imagine it, we can achieve it. The fourth thing says, hand everything over to the angels. That means when you are done and you've handed it over and you've asked for their help, just let go. Give up the worry, give up the expectations, and don't think about how your needs are going to be taken care of. Just know that they are. Easier said than done. But, and I've said this many times on our show, that Abraham Hicks said this, and it always sticks with me. If you're going to worry about something, just don't think about it. The fifth thing that they said for connecting with your angels is to express appreciation and gratitude. And it's just as simple as saying thank you. And maybe it's thank you for listening and thank you for delivering, even though it's not here. I know it's going to be here soon. The sixth thing is to know what's done. And that is right back to no more worry. Your fears and your worries can actually create more havoc. And what you want to do is just say thank you and expect your needs to be taken care of, and that this too is done in the Creator's eyes, because that will help hurry up your responses to it. The reaction, the manifestation of what you want. And the seventh thing says, act quickly on the guidance you receive. When you get the opportunity, act on it quickly. Angelic help is infinite and unlimited. You can never ask for too much. They don't ever want to limit what you get. They want us to have never-ending joy and to be as happy as we can without any limits. So whatever your box is, get out of it. There is no box to happiness and there's no box to joy. And our angels and our guardians and our guides and the ascended masters are here to help us manifest whatever we want. And then remember to celebrate yourself. Just be happy where you're at. And this, it says this as a final thing. It says, even if it's just for a few minutes, let go of everything that is not of love for yourself and everything around you. Sort of surrender to the moment as the angels having done for you what you've asked and being in a place of happiness and joy with your needs met, because it's well on its way and it's what is wanted for us.
Well,
that's great.
That's beautiful, Judy.
That was awesome.
Thank you. It's a great reminder, right? Let's talk to our angels more. They're here to serve us. That is what we're here on earth to do. We're here to be happy. We're here to spread love. They want that for us. We just have to ask and be open to receiving it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how the heck do you top that? All those amazing... Well, I did know. I was like researching all afternoon trying to get a grasp on the subject, and I saw everything from the sublime to the ridiculous, like things on YouTube that here's a video of an angel, and I'm like, yeah, don't think so, guys, but you know. But then there were some pictures that I kind of like to have a motto, you know, keep an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out. So, with that, I do acknowledge. Oh, you guys can have that. It works. I do acknowledge angels because it's my guides get to me through a lot of pop culture images. Like they know that I'm a movie freak, so I'll get movie images. So when I read and read and read, and then I just thought, I'll just meditate and see what I get. And I got that movie, The City of Angels. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's Nicolas Cage. But that's as close to the concept that resonates with me, is that...
Is that the one with Meg Ryan?
Yes, it is. And there's a lot of Hollywood. Yeah. But they say that line, I can't see you, but I know you're there, really hit me in the heart. You know what I mean? And not only that, but as Ryan says, you don't have to see them. If you do like Jody, that's awesome, but you can feel them like unbelievable. You know, I can feel them. So that's fine for now. And if we get the clairvoyant thing going, that's great. But just to feel it, it's to know. But you know, I see the energy of angels when I look at the furry guys. You know, our fur animals, our fur animals. What the heck did I mean? Our fur babies are, you know, yeah, the fur angels that live with us and help keep us from going bonkers.
Well, sometimes Maggie has horns.
Of course they do. Well, I think they're like bipolar that way. They can switch, but you look into the eyes of little. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. She's an angel all the time.
Oh no, they're little monsters too. Oh, you know. But anyway, if you look into the eyes of newborn babies and stuff, you can see angelic energy there. I mean, they're like,
oh,
"Hi guys," you know. You can feel angelic energy from that. And if we're lucky, we keep that as we grow up. You know, some people are like in their 90s and they still look like angels to me or feel like angels to me. They've kept that kindness, I think. But the more I looked at angels, the more I realized, there's just a mass of information out there. So
there
I'm just going to keep studying. But yeah, I'm just going to trust the feeling. And there was one more image from City of Angels that resonated too. In one scene, there's a robbery, a holdup going on in a store, and the two angels that are there, the guys can't see them, but one goes and holds the one guy by the shoulders, and the other guy goes and holds that guy by the shoulders, and they just hold on to them while this is going on. And that's, I think, how they are with us. They just get behind us, and they got our six, as the Marines say. You know, they're holding on to us. And anyway, I'm babbling again, and we have... Oh, yes, sorry, Jody?
Oh, I said they give us strength. They give us strength.
I'd say so. Yeah, absolutely do. Yeah,
I just feel that
energy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, honey, go. It's good.
Oh, I was going to say, I was at a spiritual event, And some people came in who had some real negative energy, and one of the women had said that she was reading about satanic type of worship stuff. And I just asked Michael to come up and protect me, and I just felt him come right up behind me and almost felt like I was being embraced, like literally if they have wings, he had come up and wrapped them around me. And I felt like I was in just this little cocoon of safety. It was really, really beautiful.
Oh,
that's awesome. Mm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Angels among us, they really are, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to trust, you know, and just know and say thank you. I like the gratitude thing. I just try to say thank you all the time. And yeah. Well, I think we lost a couple of callers. They seem to have gotten tired waiting, but we do have somebody on the line waiting. So why don't we take our one caller and see what we can do for that person?
Sounds good.
Hi, 248. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Pat.
Kat?
Yes, hello.
K-A-T? Is that K-A-T?
No, P as in Patty, P-A-T.
Oh,
Kat.
I'm sorry. Okay, me ears
That's okay, and I wasn't getting tired of listening to this beautiful. I just feel like I'm floating right now. And how beautiful you are all.
Oh, thank you.
Certainly
add to the add your thoughts to the conversation, Pat. We'd love to hear them.
Oh, I know is that I wouldn't be alive if I didn't have the angels that have journeyed me along through. I mean, I've had numerous encounters, but one in particular, my car was broken down many years ago, and this man showed up, and he said, I'll help you. And I'm like, wow, where'd he come from? It was pouring down the rain. My car was stalled. He went and got a wrecker. He drove me way off to get me home. And long story short, I went to pay the gas station, and they said, lady, I don't know what you're talking about. No guy came in here and got a wrecker. I think they were ready to call somebody on me. And I said, okay, fine, because I said I came to pay the bill. He said, sweetie, nobody was here, okay? I'm like, okay. So, you know,
wow.
This
awesome.
Angel came and saved me, got me out of this mess, rush hour traffic, got my car. It was working. So, yeah, there are angels. And really, I'm just blessed to be on the air with you guys today. I just want to know where I'm going next, where my journey is.
All righty. I just want to know, does anyone have a radio or something on in the background? We've got some peripheral noise going on.
Yeah, I keep noise, and then it sounds like someone's building a house.
I did have something, but I realized it was out and turned it off.
Oh, thanks, hon. Sorry, I thought we were getting,
No, it's
you
okay.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
I walked into
way
the
better.
Living room to turn it off, so...
Thank you. Alrighty then. So Pat's question. So it's a pretty general question, like, what are we feeling for you right now, kind of thing.
I'm trying to move forward. I just lost my fiance with the Battle of Lou Gehrig, and so he was my main focus, but I'm trying to move forward into some other directions, and I'm just I know he's fine and he's healed, and that's great. He's around me all the time and I can feel him. He's driving me crazy, but that's him. So he's wonderful. He was wonderful to take care of. I was blessed. He's been good to me before and after now. So I'm just in limbo. I'm trying to figure out, okay, am I gonna move? Am I going to be getting into some things I want to? So I'm going to shut up and let you guys talk, because you're the expert. I'm not an expert of anything.
Oh, I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I got something.
Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Hi, good.
Good. Are you familiar with my work or anything by chance?
A little bit from like a couple people, yeah.
Okay, so I read people's energies on the emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental planes, scan their bodies of negative energies, and then I go heal.
Oh, my Lord.
For you,
okay.
Well, I just can't cook dinner very well. So that was a bad joke.
Oh, I like it. I love it. That's great.
Your fiance who has passed wants you to...
Oh, my God.
He
even knew he was my fiance? Oh, my God. I didn't even say that. Okay, yeah, he was my fiance. Okay.
He wants you to open up your sixth chakra so that you can communicate with him better. And the reason why you didn't transition in those ugly accidents is because that's the reason why, because you're not yet finished with your purpose, which is mediumship. You're psychic and you're kind of shoving that in the back of your mind. You're like, yeah, I really want to do that, but you're doubting yourself. You're not owning it. As soon as you start to own your psychic abilities, like we have, like the hosts of the show have, you're just going to explode, and then you're going to feel, when you call him in to be with you, you're going to feel the hair raise up on the back of your neck. You're going to feel goosebumps. That's his, for some reason I've got goosebumps right now from my knees down to my feet. Maybe he liked the massage or legs, or maybe he had a foot fetish. I don't know, but I got goosebumps all the way down my lower body. And what else am I picking up? You're physically from your physical point, you're running a tight ship. Mentally, you're kind of exhausted because of your frustrations for not being able to connect with him. Because, like you said, you know he's around, but. I got the word cologne popped in my head. Did he have a favorite cologne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you smell that from time to time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I do.
And so he's sending you signs, but he's just kind of saying, Pat, wake up, please. So when you sense things around you that remind you of him, that's him, okay?
There's a lot all the time. It seems like it's quite often. So.
Yeah, he's a busy little beaver with you, but he's getting a little frustrated. Pat. You know?
Yeah, I sense that there's something he's trying to do or say or something.
So I'm going to give you a little book to read.
Okay.
It'll kind of open up your spirituality a little bit, okay?
Okay.
It's called if you haven't already read it, it's called Ghosts Among Us by James von Prague. And don't let the title Ghost scare you off, okay? It's not the best title, but it's a good book. And I have a feeling that they're telling me that after you read it, that's going to help you open up your sixth chakra, because your sixth chakra is kind of, it's kind of, they're telling me it's about 45 to 50% open right now, which is why you're recognizing the size. In the back of your mind, Pat, you know he's around.
Oh, yeah, I do. Are you kidding? The man's never going to leave me. I mean, that he was so happy that I did, would take care of him the way I did. And I'm humble, okay? I do humble work. I take care of people, okay? So it was a hard case, but I never wanted him to know that, okay? I never wanted him to know that it was hard. I wanted him to be happy.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, and I don't know how to put it this way, so I'll just say it this way. The day your spirit decides to cut the cord and you cash in your chips, he's going to be the first one you see, but he's going to be 30 years old when you see him.
He's going to be what?
He's going to be around 30 years old when you see him. The day that you transition, he's going to walk into the room and you're going to see him. And that's when you know that you're going to go.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be a beautiful, healthy man. And he's going to reach out his hands and say, "Hey, Pat, why have you been missing all my signs?" So, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, when you say that's when I'm going to go, that's when I'm going to, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean. When you pass away,
you'll know that you're about to pass. And I don't mean to be dark or dark or sinister here.
I don't think it's
going to
be for a while.
I'm saying when that day comes when you're 80, 90 years old, whatever.
I'm actually
going to
see him. Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Well, he's going to walk into the room and say hi, Pat. And then you're going to know.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he loves you so much.
Yeah, I know. I love
because,
him too.
Because here's the thing. When you're about to die, the other side knows that it's like ambulances and sirens, and it lets other spirits know to come to you to help you out so you're not lost, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It needs to be one of
right.
the first ones so you're not scared. All righty?
Right.
But read
oh my God.
Yeah, but read that book. So I hope I didn't scare you or frighten you away.
Oh, no, not at all. No, I'm just trying to figure out what my next journey is because I don't think I'm going to still...
It's medium. You're a psychic medium. That's your next journey.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I have to say that it has scared me, so that's why I haven't done anything with it because I was like, I can't possibly be as good as these other people are. But
No. Yeah. Don't block yourself, okay? You have to own it. And it's a fear-based thing that's blocking you. That's why I said read that book.
Okay. Great. That's exciting.
All right. Yeah, you should, there you go. I like that positive. I can feel your positive energies now. You're switching your polarities.
Well, now I'm feeling free, okay? Because I've been, you know, kind of like wrapped into this feeling of, you know, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think that's what he's trying to tell me, too.
Well,
like
and he wants, yeah.
Hit
yeah.
me behind the
head,
like, get going.
Well, he wants you to find another love so you're not lonely.
Yeah, I do know that. I know he does. He does that want that. Yeah.
So, but.
Well, I
all right,
will, eventually. Okay.
Well, you deserve to be happy, but don't block yourself. Own your mediumship abilities. You are psychic.
Okay. Oh, my God. All okay,
right, but,
my mother was.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. If that'll pass.
Okay, great.
Okay. So anybody want to go? Jody, Sue?
I'm ready. Oh.
Go ahead, Sue.
Okay. Hi, Pat. This is Sue.
Hi.
The first thing I picked up was your chakras, just like Ryan did. So really work on your sixth chakra.
Okay.
And it's funny that he mentioned chills from his knees down because when you started talking, I'm feeling like electricity from my knees
and
down.
And I've been feeling it too. I'm feeling it while you guys are talking to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So pay attention
right
to
now,
that.
Right now, my knees are on fire. They're just going crazy. My knees.
I don't know what it means.
I don't either. But
sorry, Pat.
Weird.
I'll back off on that. Yeah, no, I was approaching it on your energy field. Sorry about that, Pat.
Okay.
I'll back off.
The very first thing that I saw was a picture of a dove. So I looked that up for you, and the meaning of dove is express your love to as many people as possible in words and in deeds, even in small yet significant ways. The soul of someone who has recently passed is making a smooth, peaceful, and joyous transition. This is a powerful time of prophecy and clear vision, and now more than ever, you're able to glimpse the future. So that reflects right into the psychic mediumship that Ryan was talking about. You're experiencing a spiritual renewal. That's the result of a period of intense self-examination and challenge.
That's true.
This is a good time to stay at home and enjoy your domestic life. And it's important to nurture yourself with loving care. And two of the other messages that came through were all along the same subject, and it's Archangel Sandoval saying, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Okay.
And remember that the angels are always there for you, and they are bringing you gifts from the Creator. So open your arms and be ready to receive them.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So
okay.
I would work on your sixth chakra to open up to the spiritual side. Work on your third eye.
Okay.
To work on your mediumship side.
Okay.
And just very gentle and open for everything that's going to be coming your way now.
Okay. Yeah, I've been working really hard while Mike was still living at trying to, you know, just like all these things were all going on. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing all this and taking care of him. So now I'm just kind of waiting for these things to come to fruition kind of thing.
And
you know, that
they're happening very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's things I wanted to do like 100 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
now all of a sudden, oh, my God. And I only wish he could have seen, he saw some of it, but I wish he could have seen all of it. But he will. I mean, he's not going to be here, but he'll see things happen. He said
yeah,
to me he wanted me to fulfill my dream, so I've been doing that.
Yeah. He is with you every step of the way. He is supporting you. He's helped guiding you. And
oh, my God, no kidding. I know it.
Yeah, he's very proud of the steps that you've made already and looking forward to the steps you're going to make.
He's not feeling like, wow, you know, I'm gone and she's there and all that. He is so amazing. I just think he's an amazing person.
It's when they cross over to the other side, everything is just pure joy and love to them. They can see us and what we're going through, but they have no time on the other side.
Right.
So
right.
To us, what is 50 years is the blink of an eye to them.
Oh, my gosh. Right, right. I see what you're saying. Right.
I keep hearing, did you two have something planned that you wanted to do together that you did not get
yes.
to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants you to do it anyway.
Oh, okay.
He's saying, do it, do it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, he wanted to, oh, my God. He wanted to build a cabin in town, and he knows I will be able to financially do it. He was going to build this gorgeous, beautiful cabin, because when I met him, he was living out in the country in a cabin, and he knew I loved it, but we were with his health, we moved in town. So anyway, I think that's what he wants me to do that. He wants me to build a cabin.
Is there water near it?
Yeah.
Okay. Water and trees. I keep seeing water and trees.
Yeah, because I'm probably going to be way up north in northern Michigan. That's where I think I'm heading. And there's property that I would want to get, and it's got water. I don't think he cares where I build it as long as I do it.
Well, he's showing me water and trees.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yep. Right.
And
that's what he would
he
want.
Wants you to
you
do
know?
That. He doesn't want you to stifle that dream. He wants you to do it.
Oh, my God, because we talked about it. He was working so hard to try to get that done, and he had it all figured out how he was going to do it. And guess the barn builders had contacted us, and they were going to come and help build the cabin for Mike because of his illness. They wanted to help him. Isn't that awesome? And then Mike finally said, don't call them right now because, Patty, I don't think I'm going to be around that much longer. And just put it on hold for now. But he knew I wanted it too, that I wanted that lifestyle, the cabin and all that, out peaceful, serene.
You could even contact now and they might help as a,
oh, I think I could.
In memory.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, my God. Because they really liked liked my letter, and they were really enthralled that a guy in his back still had it going on, you know what I mean, on his last few months of living. He still wanted to keep doing things. And he flipped our house before he died. He flipped the whole thing on his back, told everybody what to do. And he was just a very unique person.
Yeah.
He was a doer.
Yeah, he's showing me bright sunshine. And, like, you know, on commercials and cartoons, you'll see a sun with a big smile.
Yes, exactly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what he's showing me right now.
Oh, my gosh. I would be so happy. He knows how much I want to be in the country. I'm not a city. I don't like living in the city. I like being out.
Yeah.
And I loved it when we had the cabin. I was so happy. But he didn't really want to say we have to move because I'm not going to live much longer. He just said we're moving, and I knew it. He didn't, even though he wasn't going to get into all that. He just said we have to move. I said okay, we're moving.
Did he like to do silly dances?
Huh?
Did he like to do a silly dance when he was able to?
Oh, he was way. Oh my God, he was the man. Everybody loved him. He was silly, very silly. Very happy-go-lucky. Women loved him. I mean, oh, my God, women.
Yeah.
He was so gorgeous. He never lost his looks either through his illness. I mean, women just loved him. Everybody loved him. He was just that kind of a guy. I loved him. I mean, and here he was sick. I mean, God, and I worked so hard for him, but because he was that kind of person that you just wanted to love, and that's what he got a lot of love from a lot of people. He didn't go without.
He's laughing right now and going like, aw, shucks, and shoveling his feet.
He said what?
He said, aw, shucks, and he's like shuffling his feet.
that would be him. Yep, like, oh gosh, she's bragging about me, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Because now he knows how good he looks. He looks great, I'm sure.
Oh.
And he was a beautiful man when he was at his feet. So.
That's wonderful.
He's like going, I've got it going on, you got it going on, you know, and you need to keep going on with that going on.
That's awesome.
But,
well, that's what I have for you, hon. I'm going to pass you over to Jody because I'm sure she's got stuff.
Oh, okay, great, Jody, yes.
Hello, I would say Pat, but I got a text from my friend, and I know who you are. You're Patty.
Oh, I was waiting to see if you would know me, sweetheart. How are you?
Well, the funny thing, I'm good. I hope you're doing well. You know, I had
I'm
heard
doing
about
so well. Did I?
I'm glad to hear
you
that.
About Mike telling me about 6 months ago that you actually healed his legs, and
no.
He said if he hadn't come in to see us that day. That he would have lost the leg sooner. He only lost them just before he died, the movement.
Oh, my goodness.
So you actually did help his legs. They were
going. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
And, you know, and just after you and Cindy were here, that our whole place just kind of flipped around, and I think you helped extend his life. And I want to thank you.
Absolutely. Anything to have helped.
You are my angel.
You know, thank you, honey.
Yeah,
well,
you are.
It's kind of funny because when we were starting the show, just before, you crossed my mind. So it's kind of odd. And then when you were introduced as Pat, I didn't realize who you were. So I was sitting here.
And then you heard Luke Garrick.
To Ryan.
Said, yep.
And then Cindy texted me, and I was like, oh, it's Cindy. I mean, it's Patty. So I actually got many things similar to them. So I'm going to go through the things I wrote down here. Immediately I heard that there would be big changes in your life and that it included some sort of a spiritual path. As I'm looking over it, I'm feeling like you're a healer as well, which I know you're a nurse. You may want
I
to look into doing.
I can't believe you said that. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. I think you should look into... something with healing work like Reiki or learning, maybe.
I think you're right.
Like medical intuitive work would be great for you. Some of the some of the things I picked up is that there is going to be a move. I don't know how far up north, but I know you're moving north of where you are. And then I also heard new money and new career. meaning that there's going to be some money coming in. And I heard Mike saying a few things. He said,
by the
don't
way,
worry.
He really liked you. He did like you a lot.
Thank you.
But he wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you.
Well, and I will try to connect with him for you.
Okay,
but
all right.
This, you know, maybe at another time we'll talk. But what I was hearing him was that he would say, he was saying while you were talking to Ryan, don't worry. I think this is about money. And he's also saying, talk to me. If you would talk to him, he's listening. And because you do have some abilities, you'll be able to hear him. You just have to trust the first thing that comes in. Now, I also heard the words new love, and you need to watch for it. Don't deny it. And that he is trying to help bring someone in for you.
Yeah, sounds like him.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to be alone or lonely, and he knows that you're sad right now. Also, that you're feeling a little abandoned is the word I hear. And you need to
do some
work in your personal energy with aligning your energy, and maybe Ryan can help you with that, to get your chakras sort of cleared up and some of the energy in your heart managed well. But you've really dealt with the grief well. I feel like your heart chakra is pretty clear.
And then, I was grieving for a long time over him. So, you know, it was an easy transition for me. Yeah,
and then Mike was saying that he will be visiting you in his dreams, and he says it's going to be what it couldn't be when he was here, and he is talking about being physical together in the naughty sense.
No,
so
right,
that's all I'm going to say about that. But you're going to dream about him, and those are actually visitations. And he wants to be close to you.
Oh, my God. Actually, right after he died, I was like, my eyes were closed, but he was on top of me. And I'm trying to say, get off of me. What are you doing? And then I woke up and went, oh, my God, that was Mike.
Yeah.
He wanted to be on top of me.
Yeah, he wants to be close to you physically.
I'm like, well, he's a man, right?
Well, he should be. Right. You could be close to your Earth that way either.
He was?
You could be close here on Earth physically, really, either. You know, his illness, he was too delicate for you to be close to him physically.
Right.
Now, here's the other stuff I was hearing. It was hard for you to watch him as he passed.
Oh, my God,
decline,
it was.
Yeah,
oh
the
God.
Decline was so intense. And
it was. It was just killing me. Did he know it? Did he know how hard it was for me?
Yeah, and that's what he's telling me. He says he knew it was hard for you. He also says, I was hard on you.
True.
Which you know what that means.
He is
pretty demanding. and what he says is you made being where he was, meaning stuck in a bed, not able to go outside, not able to go out and live a life, you made it beautiful and peaceful. And he just wants you to know how much that he recognizes how much you did for him. And he wants to thank you for it.
Oh, my God. And that's
why
I got crazy, you know, with you and with Cindy. It's a lot, you know, you understand now. I mean, I was starting to go crazy. And I apologize.
Oh, no, it's okay, honey.
Because I knew he was getting ready to die. And I knew every day that I got up and saw him still, you know, still there. I went, okay, all right, we got another day. So it was hard for me to be a true friend like I should have been. And Mike and I talked about it, and he said, Patty, they're your friends. They're going to understand someday. Just, you know, don't obsess over everything, okay? Just be you.
Right,
and
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, he is definitely saying thank you for the care that you took of him. He sees how hard you're trying right now to make everything right.
Oh, my God, I've got four piles of things, and I don't know what resume to send to who, if I'm supposed to do this or that. He knows how I am. It's like, okay, well, I can't just sit here and wait. I've got to keep doing something to make something happen. So, that, you know, that's how I am, right?
Absolutely. And the last thing I got for you was there were things that you wanted to do here Yeah. And I saw this before I realized that
who it was.
Who it is, yes, who it was.
Yeah, okay.
I did see him taking your hand someday when you pass to help you cross and that he'll be waiting
right.
for you. But
he said
he's
he was.
Showing me, yeah, he's showing me a wedding.
Because he knew I wanted to get married. And that is
yeah.
the other thing because the cabin. He knew I wanted to get married.
He doesn't want you to hold back on this side, life, on this side with connecting
okay.
and being with someone. But he says we'll have our chance to be together either on the other side or in the next life.
Okay. I do feel that. I feel that we were definitely soulmates and that connection is so strong. I mean, I feel like, you know, he hasn't left. That's why
yeah.
I grieve a lot because I think he was coming and going so much. That, you know,
well,
I never really felt alone away from him.
Well, and you knew it was coming.
And I knew it was coming, exactly, right.
Yeah.
So the things I've been working on, like the books and the inventions and this and that, are all going to come to fruition. That's what he said.
Okay.
He said, oh, yeah, that stuff's going to happen. Don't worry.
I do think some of it will happen, yes. But that was the information that I got for you.
Okay.
I know there was a lot of detail there. I'm gonna let Lynn address it because she also gets information in different
okay,
ways
honey.
Than us.
Okay.
Okay.
I think you're wonderful.
Thing.
You're very talented. Thank you. Thank you, my dear.
One other thing I did see was red roses. So I don't know if you love them, but it means spiritual connection and passion. And I felt like he was, like, handing them to you. So he's definitely letting you know that way.
Oh, my God. He did do some roses for me about a year ago or so. Yeah. Oh, my God. He said, go out and buy a dozen red roses. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Aw.
How sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. Trichman, what do you got, babe?
Well, I got some chills when Sue was talking about dancing, and when you guys were all talking about the tingling in the feet, the image that I got right now.
I mean, God Almighty.
Oh, geez, it's catching. Well, anyway, not to worry. What I got was like the most beautiful image of. Do you remember those lavish old musicals where you'd got a black shiny floor and Fred Astaire basically came?
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, you mean?
Uh-huh. Now, dancing
yeah.
on like a black shiny floor and there's like...
Right.
And what the... Yeah, that resonates. And here's why. It says, dancing... you and I are now dancing on the stars. Okay, so I'm thinking in your dream state, but he's showing me dancing on the stars, dancing among the stars. And I'm sure he didn't live in a tuxedo, but I'm getting like Fred Astaire kind of
yeah.
elegance. Uh-huh.
You know why he's doing that? Because I was a dancer.
Uh-uh.
And he's trying to say, I'm going to be your Fred Astaire, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay,
because
it's a huge... Yeah, it's like a big production number that I'm
he
seeing.
He wants to be my dancer, my partner as a dancer.
Oh. Well, yeah, when Sue mentioned dancing, I just got a real, ooh, you know.
That's why.
And oh, wow.
Because
isn't that something?
Before he passed, I have been on America's Got Talent before. So anyway, I had auditioned one more time for him and thought maybe I'd make it and he could see me. And so he knew I was out doing all this dancing. So he's saying, okay, well, look, we're going to dance, okay? We are going to do it. So that's why he's doing this.
Yeah. Well, just picture it, the two of you in amongst the stars, like you just, it's a 3D thing, and it's just gorgeous.
Oh, cool.
And
oh,
it gave me, it gave me chills when Sue also mentioned dancing, and everybody's going on about the feet, and I'm like, whoa. So that's lovely, lovely, lovely. If
yeah.
you can connect with me after the show, I can give you a link to the book Ghosts Among Us on PDF. I can give you that if you can read it. You can read it online, the
okay.
one Ryan recommended. Uh huh. Just Lynn Bleasdale. I'm purple in the picture for some reason. I don't know why. I should get that redone. Anyhow, I agree with Ryan about the mediumship. Yeah, like just work on that. But
that's
the other
weird,
thing that came,
because oh my god, that's
oh,
so weird. Because I do find myself knowing something's going to happen or picking up on something. That I do that all the time, and this has been something I've always been doing, and I didn't know what it meant. You know.
Why does it scare you, though?
I don't know. Because I didn't know whether I was able to you know, do it, you know, like other people do
okay.
it. That's why.
No,
that's
you can't
why.
Do
it's
it
weird.
Like other people do it. You can only do it like you do it. It's
you
it's an inside job.
Now.
Right?
I
do, but I'm just saying it's in you.
I'm one of these people that if I'm going to do something, I want to be sure I'm doing it, you know, the best I can. So maybe I didn't think that. Yeah,
well,
I could.
Oh, no. There's
but
no,
I'm
going to
tell you what.
The
reason I was able to take care of people is because I used that ability. How do you think I knew what to do to how to take care of people? It was intuitive. I would know how to keep them alive.
Well, that's your ruby slippers. You've always had that ability. You're just not aware of it.
Yeah.
Or you're not.
Yeah. Mike should have died 4 years ago, and then I came and gave him 4 years.
There you go. So trust that. It's yours. That's
oh
yours.
My Lord.
And
so like Jody said, I've got healing hands, probably. I'm a healer.
Sure. Oh, my gosh.
And
it's the best.
I need to start sharing
that.
This stuff and helping people instead of just, you know, taking care of them. Just get into the Reiki.
Yeah, that's going to take me to the next message, okay? And it says, what have you tucked away that you're not using? You know, think about that. And I also have to give you the message, please don't ever, just understand there's nothing humble about caretaking, okay?
Oh, no.
You're doing an awesome, that's amazing work.
I love my work.
It's one of the hardest jobs. Yeah, for sure. And I have to give you this image, too. There's an old movie called The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, probably on YouTube.
I remember that movie. Yeah.
You
do?
Okay.
You're thinking of that movie. I'm thinking of The Ghost and Mrs. Chicken, but The Ghost and Mrs. Muir was a great movie. Great movie.
Yeah, with Rex Harrison and...
Yeah.
I can't give that female, but anyway. Who?
Wasn't it Shirley Jones?
Yeah.
It was somebody way earlier. Oh, you're thinking of the TV series.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm talking about
the
actual
movie. I know the movie because I'm old.
Nope.
I know the
anyway,
movie.
Peeing. Okay. I just want to say to 613, hang in there because we will get to you. Don't stay on the line. Anyway, Ghost and Mrs. Muir, the whole point of this is that she meets him in this old house, right? And he's there,
right.
And they fall in, right? Okay. But she lives her whole life, right? And she lives a full, rich, long life. And then when it's time for her to cross, he's there in the old armchair waiting for her.
I remember
and
that
was the image that came. I don't think that it means you're going to die really soon. It's just that when you do that, it's very sweet and romantic. And also the smell of air, and I'm getting that air by the water smell, you know, when you go to a cottage and you wake up and that it's just that moist morning air. I'm getting that smell. And I think that cabin is going to just, the cabin. Yeah, go for that because... Keep this on your back burner. Keep a note about this, and I don't know what it means, but I'm getting Andy or Andrew, the plant guy.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? I know what it means.
Okay. Beautiful. All righty, then.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I had no clue.
Oh. I do. I know what that means. He loves plants, and I know what he means.
Okay.
And he wants everything filled with flowers and beauty.
All right. Wow. Well, anyway, that's. I think that's everything.
Wow, you guys have just been wonderful. like I feel so lifted and free.
I wanted you to, the little comedy, if you go find the movie Truly, Madly, Deeply, it's
okay.
hilarious. And I think
okay.
you'll laugh and maybe have like those happy tears, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it is comedy about the afterlife, and it will just blow your mind and make you laugh. All right, because laughter is the thing he wants you to
keep
doing.
It is the best medicine, and it is good.
Yes,
we used to laugh all the time, so. And that's what made me cry not too long ago, is I remember when we'd start laughing, and I had to feed him, and he'd be drinking, and water would be pouring out of his mouth. And I was thinking about that the other day, and those are the things that make you cry, because you think how much that was so fun, you know, the fun things that he could do, which was limited. But he made every day a fun day for me. Can you imagine that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
He didn't want me to be upset.
No, but you still have the connection, and that, you know.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
This is why the mediumship, developing your mediumship, your psychic abilities will help you to make that phone call, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotcha. Mhm.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Learn
and
how
I
to
think
use
I would
spiritual
love
type.
To use
yeah.
my talents in a different way, as a healer and do more spiritual work and know that I can do more.
Oh yeah. 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 Fireworks for you, my dear.
I'm
going to move
you
on,
all.
But I'd love you
okay.
to keep in touch with us, Pat. Let us know how it goes. We're so glad we got a chance to work with you, and
I'm so
energy.
My God, I'm flattered, and Jody knows that I know how to keep in touch too. So she knows that
lovely.
I will be able
well,
to do that, and she
absolutely.
Will connect me to you and some of the others too as well. So I would love
I
to
think
connect
Jody,
with all of you. So.
Yeah, I gave Jody that book link, so one
perfect.
Of us will give it to you anyway.
Perfect.
Alrighty. I'm going to have to get Sue to help me remember, or somebody, which 248 do I hang up here?
918.
Okay.
We're in.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Love and light to you.
Okay, love you guys. Okay. You're wonderful.
All right.
Keep doing
do you want
what
us to
you
leave
do
you
best.
Muted? So, yeah, you want to keep listening? We'll leave you muted.
Yep, I'm going to keep listening.
Alrighty then. Okay, and our very patient, hi, 614, thank you for waiting. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please? Poor 614, have you gone to sleep?
I'm sorry?
Oh, hi, 614, you're on with Divine Connections.
Hi, my name is Filson.
Filson?
Yep, Filson.
Okay.
Susan, how do you spell that?
F as in Frank, I-L-S-A-N, like Nancy.
Okay.
Filson. Okay.
I've never heard that name before. It's pretty...
Thank
so,
you.
Do you have an do you have any thoughts to add about angels that you'd like to share with us?
No, I've just been seeing like a lot of repeating numbers. I don't know if I think they're called angel numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's totally something that we experience. How about your? Did you have a question for us tonight?
Career, just anything on career.
Alrighty. Oh, behind, I'm just getting here. I won't just do a full read, but I got something, a message that, are you working somewhere behind the scenes right now?
A warehouse.
Okay. All right, carry on, guys. Sorry, I just came popping up there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Filson, this is Sue. Wow. What is bringing you so down right now? What is holding you back? I feel like there's really something going on in your life and you're unsure of yourself and you're really holding back.
I have anxiety, like really bad.
Okay. Because I have a... The message that's coming through from Archangel Gabriel is to nurture. You need to nurture yourself as a child and as you would nurture a child. You're not really taking care of yourself. You're putting yourself on the back burner. And you've got a lot of emotional clutter going on right now. And you need to work on that. Get rid of all that clutter. If it doesn't bring you positive energy and if it doesn't ring true to your spirit, get rid of it. Don't allow freeloaders to hang on to you. You're giving too much of your energy away to others, which is affecting you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the whole gamut. And I think that might be contributing to your anxieties. You're allowing too much negativity in from other people. And Archangel Michael is saying, remember, you're safe. You are protected. So when you're getting in these really dark places and you're having the panic and anxiety, call on Archangel Michael to step forward and help you. If I don't see you moving forward in your career until you move forward personally. You have to take charge of your life. You have to work on your energy. You have to bring your energy level up. You have to have more positive energy, more light around you. Who is around you that keeps telling you that you're not, I don't mean to sound horrible, but pretty much that you're not any good, that you're worthless?
Nobody says that to me, but maybe I say it to myself.
They make you feel it.
Mom,
you need to get that person out of your life. Either confront them and tell them, I am awesome, I am worth it, and make yourself believe it, or get them out of your life. I don't care who it is. You cannot keep on the way you're going. You're too beautiful, wonderful, awesome of a person to allow all this outside energy to affect you the way that it's affecting you. I just keep picking up on this oppressive energy around you. But I don't know. Does anybody else have anything?
Hey, Filson. It's Ryan. My spirit team is always very, very blunt. They call a spade a spade. So I'm just going to transfer the message over to you. Don't take offense, please. But you need your chakras tuned, spinning and aligned again. You're like a sponge. You're an empath, and you have four planes of existence, okay? You have mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. And all of them are squashed like a tire running over a watermelon right now. You need some help, and you need a healer to get you back to whole again, okay? I can feel all your energies, and I'm shivering, and I have to go clear myself after the session. And like Sue said, you're a beautiful woman, but someone has stomped the crap out of you. And you need to get whole again. And that, I don't think that's news to you, but your You're not the Filson you were 5 years ago. That I can tell you. You were once a bright, cheerful young lady, and now now the coin has flipped, and you're not really enjoying life right now, are you?
No.
So, but that can be fixed, okay? Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
I'll give you my email address. It is healings, healings, through, TROUGH, spirit, at Gmail. And I'm not promoting my services, but I can reach out and just reach out to me, and I will hold you by the hand. And I'll talk to you some more offline, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I can feel your energies, and they're very, very, very low, almost on the dark side, through no fault of your own, okay? You need help, and we can help you out, okay? But we have, 15 minutes left of the show? And there's not enough time, in my opinion, to kind of talk you through this. If we had a good hour, we could, but we don't want to see you suffering any more than you already are, okay? And that's not news to you. You don't want to be in that quicksand, do you?
No.
Right now you're in that quicksand. But you've got one hand sticking out on a twig that's keeping your head above the sand. So we're going to see if we can pull you out of that, all right?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. You're very, very courageous for stepping forward. Very proud of you. I mean, you made that decision to call into the show. You hung on for over a half hour. Much appreciated to you. Okay. You're a wonderful woman, but we gotta get your self-esteem and your confidence up again, because you're not smiling. You smile maybe 1% of the time right now. You're generally pretty crabby during the day, through no fault of your own. Okay, so are you willing to take a step forward and contact me?
Yeah.
All right, it's obliged, and with that, I'll pass.
Well, this is Jody Filson. I just want to say, please take Ryan up on his offer to speak with you and get you a little assistance. I really, when I focus on it, I feel like it might be hard one and a little bit of a difficult path. But once you get some clearing done, you're going to start seeing the blue sky because I kind of see the clouds parting. And when that happens, I feel like there's going to be a whole new thing. Are you living with people who are feeling a little negative right now? Do you? Okay, a lot negative?
Yeah.
Okay, so that has to be part of where you make some changes. I think you need to get out on your own if that's possible. And you need to start claiming your life. It is your life. Okay, and you deserve to live it in a way that serves you and makes you happy. And I know it's the theme of the show, so it might seem a little hokey, but start talking to your angels and start dreaming big, because you deserve to have a beautiful, wonderful life. All right, sweetheart?
Okay.
If I was there, I would give you a great big hug, because I can feel that you're sad. Anybody else have anything for Filson?
Sue, how you doing? Or did Sue go already?
Yeah, I already went, Lynn.
Oh, okay. That's me losing my marbles. Hi, Filson. I'm going to go through these notes that I took down for you. The reason I asked if you worked in a job that was behind the scenes is I get a feeling like you feel like you're kind of disappearing. Okay, in your work. It can't go on like this. And the tightness I felt, especially in my throat and in my heart chakra area. Wow, I just felt like I turned to stone in those areas. Like nothing's getting in, nothing's getting out, and wow. Big letters, oxygen. I feel like you're not breathing properly. I feel like you're, with the anxiety, you're letting that shallow breathing happen, which you need to stop, and you need to do the breathing exercise. All you need to do is three breaths in and out with the count. Three will bring you back to balance, but if you don't breathe, you're going to keep, the anxiety will continue. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of criticism around you from others. Like you feel like you have a feeling that you can't do anything right. I feel that's almost edging into depression for you. I'm sensing bullying, getting bullying here, and that you really need to learn to shield and start to set boundaries energetically. And I totally agree. Ryan, go talk to Ryan. He is the real deal, and he will help you. So allow him to help you. You need to give him that permission to, you know, to let him in and see what, you know, see what happens. You can't keep going the way you are, my dear. You're going to start getting ill. Okay, so you've got to shake that up and change the things around you. Okay, we're a bit short of time, Wilson, so keep in touch and do get in touch with Ryan after, okay? Yeah, and don't disappear, okay? You're worth so much more. There's a career that I think you're keeping it a little secret fantasy in your heart, and there's no reason that if you want to do it, then do it. You know, do the thing you love. Okay, it's really true. Do the thing you love and you'll find a way to make a living from it. Okay, but just don't be so scared. Okay, you are loved. Okay, you've got to believe that. With that, my dear, we're going to let you go, but keep in touch and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Filson. Okay, well, you can talk to Ryan after the show, okay? All right. Bye-bye. Okay, boy, we've got a couple of callers. How do you guys feel? We can take one really quick.
Yeah, sure. That's fine with me. I'll be quick.
All righty. We'll all be quick. We'll all talk at once. So, 303, you're on with Divine Connections. We'll have to take you very quickly, but just need your name and a question.
You can go ahead and take the other caller that you have online. That's all right.
Oh, no, you're here. Go right ahead.
No, it's all right. No, it's okay. I think probably someone else needs it more than I do.
Are you an angel just calling in? And okay, that's very sweet of you. Can we get your name anyway? Okay, I won't push it. Listen, please call us back next week, okay? I've made a little note of your number, okay? So just give us a call next week. We'll make sure we get you on, okay? And, okay, you're very kind to pass that on. All right, I'll put you back on mute. And all righty then. 734, have you got a really quick question for us? And your name, please.
I do. My name is Kelly. And my question is, I just lost my job this week, and I'm, you know, kind of in the shock phase still, but I'm just trying to feel out how soon it might take me to get up and running again and find a new job before I have any financial issues.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go first really quick. I got this one.
Alrighty.
I'll take 30 seconds. Hey, Kelly, just scanning your fields, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritually, that job was not the right fit for you, and you knew it in your heart of hearts because the pay wasn't what you wanted it to be.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well,
that's how that
passed.
Well, that's how that works, because basically, I'll shoot you right between the eyes. You were thinking about doing another job move earlier this year, but the universe forced your hand and said, God damn it, we're going to force your hand, and make you look for another job, because that's what you truly wanted in your heart of hearts. You really weren't happy because you knew you can get better. You weren't happy because you knew you can get better pay somewhere else, but you're like, I'll kind of stick it out. So the universe forced your hand. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
All right.
I believe that.
Okay. Yep. Okay, with that'll pass.
All righty. Sue, Judy.
Hi, Kelly. This is Sue. I saw a picture of, like, floodgates open and water rushing through. So to me, that says you are going to have multiple opportunities coming very soon. I would not stress over it at all.
Okay.
And that's
Sue,
what I got.
I saw the same thing. I saw the exact same thing. Parting of the sea, the right opportunity, water images, exactly, Sue. Same thing.
Awesome. So you're going to get multiple offers real, real soon.
Yeah. I feel like she'll be working again in 6 weeks.
Or less.
If not sooner.
Yeah. Okay. That's
what
I got.
Ta-da. That's great. Oh, was that it?
That's it.
Yep, it's your turn, Lynn.
Okay. Well, I got a slightly different image, but the feeling is the same. And I got a really great feeling of relief about you losing your job. You didn't lose your job. You were moved on. And if you want a trapeze artist, if they don't let go of the trapeze, the swing they're on, they can't grab the next one, right? So you let go of that trapeze and you grab the next one. I don't know what the connection with, is there a connection for you somehow with cooking or baking?
Well, I sell Pampered Chef on the side, you know, so I do home parties sometimes, but I try not to do that too often.
Because do you not enjoy it, or?
Well, it's more of a sales tech job, and I really do have a passion for the work that I do, you know, in my full-time job. So that's really where my focus is.
You didn't lose your dream job, though, I don't think. You know what I mean? That was not going to turn into your dream job. Well, I don't know why, but the cooking or baking aspect is ringing for me. I don't know why. So, I don't know. I'll leave that with you, though. And, you're going to be fine, Kelly. Yeah, you're okay. It's just you had to let go of that in order to move on. You know?
Yeah, but, it's just a shock. Like, I just feel like I did when I found out my dad had cancer. Like, it's just very weird, up and down emotionally.
Oh, yeah. It's a blow to the spirit. It absolutely is. It knocks down the expectations we had of the future. No, you have a perfectly normal reaction. But, you know, that's going to go away. But the thing is, if you hang on to something that isn't serving you, you aren't clearing the deck to move on. And so I feel like very soon you're going to be going, wow, I'm so glad I lost that job, or that job lost me. I like that better. Mm-hmm. That job lost
I
you.
I do too.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, don't even worry. And just look to the future and know that you are being provided for. And as Sue and Jody said, floodgates, right, for you. So.
Yep. Okay.
Have a really, just swing that trapeze and have a wonderful, and let us know how it goes, okay? Sorry it was so short. But
that's okay.
I'm just going to, okay. And 303, don't forget to call in. That was very kind of you to give up your turn. So, Ryan, let's just have one more how to get in touch with you, if you could just say that one more time.
Sure. People can look me up on Facebook, Ryan Adragna, or my website, healingsthroughspirit.com, or my email, healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com.
Right, okay. And Jody, how can they find you?
I am Jody Higgins, and they can find me on connectedbyspirit.com or Jody with a Y, J-O-D-Y, at connectedbyspirit.com or also on Facebook.
All righty. Sue, we can both be found at the same website, right? So.
Absolutely. I'm Sue Fields Delamonte on Facebook or lbleasdale.wixsite.com/SueF.
All right. And I'm also on Facebook, and I'm just same address, lbleasdale. I don't want to say it again. I'm slash Lynn on the same website. And there's a Sacred Embers Facebook page and support group. And thank you for calling in. We really, really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. Love and light to everyone.
Blessings to all.
Love and light.
Much love. And to my friends.